Now we're going. Okay, great. So I got to watch my fingers. Okay, so this was Saturday, April 30th. Just an exciting game. Cold weather. Who'd believe it? May starting tomorrow. But we've just seen an exciting game between Simcoe. County Rovers have come down from Barrie and they've beaten Masters FA. 3-2 in exciting overtime. Extra time, we'll say. With playing with only 10 men at the end there. So I have Coach Jason Beckford who will say a few words about tonight's game.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always an exciting game for the fans. But at the same time, you know, as a coach, I thought we played well and I thought we'd done enough to get something out of the game. I think it's great for the club in terms of our first road trip and getting our first 3 points as well, which is great. But I really thought we deserved something out of the game anyway. And I think, you know, I would have been happy with a point, given that we're down to 10 men. But the fact we've got 3 points, you know, I've got to be honest, I'm ecstatic about it.
Right. Okay. Now, this is a new team. I noticed, of course, I could name about six guys that I'd say, hey, that would guy, even two guys from Masters, like Weishart and Phillip there, and guys from Oakville and so forth. How did you put these guys together on, short notice?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think that a lot of credit has to go to Julian de Guzman. I think the fact of Julian having a name and having a vision for the club in how he wants to try and provide a pathway for Canadian players, I think a lot of people are bought into the actual vision. So that was one thing. And then from there, it was about trying to get the coaching staff together as well and the backroom staff regards to the club as well. And here we are today, you know, with a one and a half... in our first 3 points.
That's true, yeah. So, put that together. So I always thought that, you know, getting an all-star team, and I know 18-12, the FC did that last year, is a short-term solution, but it's the academies, the 12 and the 14s and the 16-year-olds that's going to build a team eventually. So you guys have put together a bunch of club teams from the Barrie area and some others too. Can you name a few?
Yeah, so we've got some affiliations. So we've got some affiliations with we've got Nipissing, I think, you know, in terms of the district association there. Obviously, there's Barrie, the Barrie Soccer Club as well that we're affiliated with. We have some affiliation with Aurora as well.
Yeah,
so
with O'Keefe.
Yeah, so
he's the coach there. Yeah,
yeah, so. To be honest, we understand that, you know, we've kind of like gone on a top-down approach. You know, okay, we've got the League One team, and I'm pretty sure, you know, coming in the not too distant future, we'll start to build a soccer club, which is something that the area of Simcoe and the area of Barrie can be proud of.
Yes. Now that affiliation also brings in another thing about the Credit River. And so I'm not really taking my clothes off on a cold night like tonight, but I'll just show you the Credit River Cup scarf.
Right.
That I helped finance that cup.
Right, great.
And I also financed the Voyageurs Cup, the one that the pro clubs play for.
Okay.
That was back in 2002.
Great.
I can only say that once a year because it annoys people, so otherwise I have to pay a dollar or something. So, we're not exactly sure how you guys were invited to this.
Sure.
But that you, I've looked ahead at the schedule and the teams you're playing. It's just a fluke that those Mississauga teams, they're all home games. You see that as an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, listen, always playing in your home turf is always an advantage. You know, you've got your own fans there. There's more fans there to encourage you to get behind you. So, yeah, I think you have to always use that home advantage, as much as you can. So we're happy about that. We're happy the fact we've got an opportunity to try and perform as well as we can in front of our home fans, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay. We'll see how you do in that. And just to finish... Oh, yes. especially important for me, trying to ask all the managers around the league, is this 12-10 split that's happening. You've got two seasons of hard playing,
sure.
and then they're going to break into 12
sure.
and 10.
Yeah.
How important is it for you guys to be in that 12?
Yeah, hugely important. We're not playing just for the sake of playing. We're not here just to make up the numbers. We're here to be competitive. And, every team that I've been involved with, whether it's been here or back in England, we've always been competitive. So the players understand that when you come in here, yeah, of course, people will want to beat us because we're a new team, etc. But, we very much want to be in that 12, and we're looking forward to that as we speak.
Yeah. Just to finish this off, I've come across through the years of, relatives and father, sons and so on, but you are related, as I ask ahead of time, with Ethan Beckford, one of your best players. So
right.
You guys, get along quite well. Now, of course, you're not going to, come on, Dad,
Well, yeah, I think, listen, he's played his part today, but at
yes.
the same time, he's been sent off today, and obviously he's put his teammates under pressure today. And, listen, has Ethan got ability? Yeah, he's got ability, but he's got to use, a bit more of, he's got to use his brains a little bit more in terms of keeping on the field. The referee was probably a little bit, I'm not going to blame officials as such, but, they're a little lively today with the cards.
Yes.
But has that been said that, once you're on a card, you've got to play smart.
Yes. Okay. So, thank you for talking to me. And as I make my way around the league, thanks a lot and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And, yeah, just a minute.